Hello, and welcome back to Mike M's Luke the Reads. And we are going to check the mail for some more questions. And hopefully, I will be able to find them. So, we are searching my email right now. And we're going to start with questions from Comics for Fun and Profits, Drew, and continue where we left off last time. And I keep hearing like a weird connect, reconnect noise, but I'm going to keep an eye on my charge just to see, because that sound is ever annoying. Number five, his question was, how do you think the comic book industry will respond to the growing popularity of manga? I think we're already seeing it, but I don't know how it's going to adapt, like the big two. Like, I think we're going to see more manga stuff. Like, DC's tried a couple. They've done a Superman, a Batman, a Joker. They're doing a anime right now on the Suicide Squad that I'm watching on HBO Max. And while not directed for me personally, I think they're trying to attract a lot of different they're trying to attract the younger generation for sure. And I think DC's doing a lot in that. They're also adapting a lot of comics to webtoons. Marvel Comics Unlimited is doing the Infinity Comics to try to do, because I understand, like in Japan, they have like phone comics, like manga for phones. Well, I think that's the idea of webtoons and also the Infinity Comics on Marvel Unlimited. So I think they're experimenting with the success of Japan and trying to get the technology at least that is used and the way the form fits. Like we got the DC Smaller Digest Watchmen, which is more manga size, and several other things they're adapting to. But I think that's to attract a younger audience. I really do. That's what I see them adapting to and trying to. We're already seeing some of that stuff in styles on the animation. If you watch a lot of the DC animation or the Marvel animation, there are styles that are lending themselves to anime. And I think that's to attract the younger audience for sure. Number six, what are the most intriguing unsolved mysteries in comic book history? I would like to know more. Like, I would like to see a docuseries on the the FBI collection. I find that fascinating. I own one comic book from that. Just to know, like, it would be nice also to know where, like, if Netflix or something could have a docuseries on, you know, these estate sales or these big collections that are found in comics and go tour them before they sold off, you know. I think that would be awesome. Unsolved mysteries. I don't know if you're talking about unsolved comic books or I'm not sure what you're getting at there, but that's what I would cater towards is I would like to know more about comic book things like the FBI collection and how that guy didn't serve prison time. Like, I know he was taking advantage of people that were dead and routing money to him and storing, he bought an expensive refrigerator to store comic books in. And I find it fascinating. I'd like to know more about that. That's unsolved in history. I would like to know more about what went on in the Marvel offices, you know, during the Jim Shooter era, told from Jim Shooter and told from the people that worked under him, the people that liked him, as well as the people that didn't like him. I think that'd be fascinating. I would like more on Jack Kirby, the docuseries, War, what was it called? The Kirby, War on Kirby or something like that, which documented his time in World War II. That was fascinating. Like, that's the kind of mystery stuff I would like to know about. I'd like to see a docuseries on Steve Ditko piecing together. I know there's a lot of novels on him, but I'd rather see a docuseries than read a novel. So, yeah. Number 7 is, which comic book series would you love to see to get a reboot? Defenders. But I don't want, like, the new Defenders, like Luke Cage and Iron Fist based on the TV show. I want Nighthawk, Valkyrie, Hulk, Doctor Strange, Silver Surfer, Namor, any of the classic Hellcat, Son of Satan, any of the Defenders that I love. I would love to see them back. So that's what I'd like to see relaunched. What else would I like to see relaunched? I'd like to have a hardware series from Milestone. I would love to see a Prime comic book, like from the Ultraverse. Absolutely love it. Another book I would love to see relaunched is The Protectors. I don't think that was purchased in the Malibu purchase, but The Protectors were based on public domain characters that Malibu made their own. So you had the Ferret, Man of War, several characters that they took from the Golden Age and made them in the present age, and it was just amazing. I would love to see the Protectors universe. Another thing I'd like to see relaunched is Dinosaurs for Hire, which was Malibu. That would be so cool. Any cross-gen stuff, I would like revisited. I wish those omnibuses would do better, so we'd have more cross-gen omnibi. That would be sweet. Night Mask would be good. Any of the Marvel new universe stuff, I would love to see. DP7, stuff that like that, I think would be amazing. A lot of relaunches of stuff, universes that are dead. The Atlas Comics line, they try every now and then. Grim Ghost and some of those characters, it'd be nice to see them back. I'd like to see them relaunch House of Mystery and House of Secrets, even if it's just like a 10-issue series, but not in Vertigo style, like classic DC style. I think that would be sweet. Any of the war books, Unknown Soldier, Sergeant Rock, The Losers, GI Combat featuring the Haunted Tank, any of that stuff. Mademoiselle Marie, would love to see that stuff relaunched. Firestorm, I always think is a great character to have a title. He doesn't seem to last. Aquaman should always have a title, but never, doesn't always. Like I said, it's easier to think of the DC stuff that's missing than the Marvel, because Marvel keeps a lot of the major stuff in print or having a title or a miniseries of some sort. Defenders is one of those series that is lacking, but I get it, you know. Namor has a series now. I haven't tried it yet from Jason Aaron, but I hear really good things about it. I hear some people are really liking it. How do you think technology will impact the comic book storytelling in the future? I kind of already covered that. they're trying to make it more phone-based and phone-friendly. So I think we'll see more of Webtoons, some more Infinity comics, more digital platforms. Like I really think what the corporations want is they want more subscriptions on the DC Ultimate app and the Marvel Unlimited. Like Comixology is just a mess, and I mean it's got some great stuff. You could search for hours, but it's finding stuff is terrible because the Kindle app has everything Amazon, okay? And then it has Kindle Unlimited. Kindle Unlimited is not Comixology Unlimited. So you'll find things that are in Kindle Unlimited, but not on Comixology Unlimited, and vice versa. It's really hard to just pick off the what you want unless you know what you're looking for. And sometimes you're reading a series, and you know they have it all, and the next book that shows up, it says, read sample instead of just download the next one. I hate that. So, like, the Kindle is just, I really think they could use a lot of work on there, but if I was to look at their subscriptions on Comixology Unlimited, I would think it's like dwindling. I think if they wanted to do anything, Amazon should merge Kindle Unlimited, Comixology Unlimited, and just make it one thing. And then they should have a filter so I could filter out the books. Because I mean, there might be a time when I want to read a book, but I want to read comics on there. And I do subscribe to all three. And lately I've been reading some Comixology originals, and man, they have been fantastic. I mean, I've 4 out of 5s or 5 out of 5s. So I'm going to probably continue down that thread. What new genres would you like to see explored in comic books? We always have horror, but I would like some romance. Like, just we know what romance was like in the 70s and prior. It would sure be nice to see some romance for today's readers, just to see. And yes, we can see some of that, but not normal romance comics. Like, you have to go into a little bit more adult romance comic to get them. Like Pat Shan does them, and they're really fantastic, but you're going to get a lot of sex in it. But it would be nice to have a romance and western genre come back. Horror is plentiful. I mean, you can find anthologies, but I would love to see House of Secrets, House of Mystery for sure. Ghosts. DC knew how to do horror. They really did. Marvel did a lot of reprints in the 70s, which I'm becoming fascinated with, even though they're just reprinted material. They have original covers and stuff. Westerns, love to see them come back, but I don't see an audience for them. But anytime I can get a Western, I'm excited, whether it be from Critical Comics or as Critical Mass Comics. They seem to do some. And Image seems to do one. They just had, what was that one? I forget what it is, but it's more like a supernatural Western about a woman that has a family and she's dead. But it is, that's a Scotty Young book. I find that a fascinating read. I would love to see some sci-fi classic DC characters like Adam Strange or Space Ranger or the Space Cabbie. You know, like Space Cabbie could be an interesting concept, like a guy that's just driving around people in space. But yeah, I'd rather see that than an anthology. Maybe an anthology of sci-fi that has Adam Strange and all those things in it, but I'd rather see a series, even if I could get a mini series of the sci-fi DC heroes. You can even have the Ran Thanagar stuff and Hawkman in space, you know, that would be great. The Weird, so many things that you could do. What new genres would you like to, okay, I saw that. The last question is, how do you think the rise of AI will affect the comic book industry? I don't see it affecting anything positively. I really don't see it. I don't even see it in life. I see people, malicious people, using AI to steal identities and to do stuff that's malicious rather than use it for something positive. So I, as a developer, I loved AI in the early stages and learning and training neural nets. And now that I'm older, I hate what it's being used for. I really do, you know, picture manipulation, stealing art, all kinds of stuff. I just don't, I don't like it. So some of the downsides to answering these questions is that question gets me depressed a little bit. The fact that I think the medium that I love so much is morphing, that's a little depressing, but my life is changing too. Like I'm getting older. Who knows what I'll be doing? I hope to live to like 90 healthy. I know that's optimistic, but man, it would be nice. And I hope most of it's retired and me and Barb just enjoying life. But yeah, we'll see. Thank you for the questions, Drew. And I'm still recording, and I'm going to go to the weekly reads and total these real quick. All right, we are back. And let's get into this. This is July 29th through August 4th. We'll start with the things watched. 3 out of 5 was Suicide Squad Iseki. So this is the manga, the anime that I was talking about, Drew, to answer your question. That's on Max. It's definitely takes a lot of the characters from the Suicide Squad mythos, particularly film, and mashes them up in a fantasy world on this other world because Amanda Waller wants to invade this fantasy realm of its resources. And sends she had sent one division of Suicide Squad in there, and they stayed there and became crooked, and then she sent another one after them. So that is Suicide Squad Iseki. I do watch it with dub. Sometimes the dub takes a while to get there, so I'm on hiatus because I don't want to read the captions, especially while exercising. The 4 out of 5s were The Dead Don't Die. It's a zombie movie with Adam Driver and Bill Murray. It's a comedy. But it's some of the effects in there are really, really good. I gave it a 4 out of 5. I think I saw that on Max. It was pretty good. Heart of Stone. This is a Netflix action adventure with Gal Gadot. This is I really like this one. It's like a James Bond movie, and I found it exciting. Trap was at the theater. It's a M. Night Shyamalan movie, and about a serial killer that goes to a rock concert they try to trap him. 5 out of 5s was this season 2 wrap up of Chips. I thought it was really good. And check the recording. You're still recording. Valiant had 5, 27 comics total. Valiant 5, 2 Udon, 1 Oni, 3 North Star, 5 Marvel, 2 Image, 1 IDW, 1 High Impact, 2 Dynamite, 1 DC, and 4 Dark Horse. We'll start with the 2 out of 5s. Yes, there was a 2 out of 5. I don't know why I got this, but I subscribed to Street Fighter at the comic book shop. And Street Fighter Swimsuit Special. Number one, it was a 2 out of 5. I didn't enjoy it. I didn't even enjoy the renditions of any of the swimsuits. Again, manga based. That was for them. They're even in the manga section. So why am I reading this? Because the comics are pretty good, especially one that I get to later. 3 out of 5s, Free Agents. This was an Image one. Kind of disappointing. Kurt Busiek, Fabian Nicieza. A new team finishes their mission and are now trying to find out what their purpose is when an old thought dead teammate shows up. Very abrasive first issue, I must say, and surprising for Kurt Busiek and Fabian Nicieza. I have heard some other people briefly talk about this on other podcasts, and they were surprised too. So, in the negative way, but I still enjoyed it and I'm gonna stick with it. I had more hopes for this one than the Bloody Dozen or whatever that one's called, but I like that one more. X-Force number one. This is the new one, the dawn of the new X-Men. Forge leads a brand new team of X-Force as they fight a sinister base created creature, Deadpool, Surge, Tank, Sage, Captain Britain, Azkaani. Did not feel like an X-Force book, more like an Excalibur book. And I am reading this digitally after this one. Well, I lied. Because I worked at the comic store, I got X-Force number 2 for free, and I read that one. But definitely switching to digital. I ain't gonna. I'm interested enough to know what's going on there, but don't need this in my collection. And it's kind of surprising that this book exists with this lineup. Like, they're done in one stories. They go on these weird missions. The threat, they're like proactive missions, but it's just bizarre. You'll have to read it. Tell me what you think. If you like it, let me know what appeals to you. The done in oneness of it, or the team, or Gold Key Alliance number 5. This is a multiverse story that ended with just issue 5, and it did not feel like it ended. It was very weird. I don't know what happened to it. So I jumped into the Sovereigns number 1. It's another Gold Key team up, but had nothing to do with Gold Key Alliance. I think that followed Gold Key Alliance. I was hoping that it would continue the story, but it did not. The next 3 out of 5, War Machine 23. War Machine takes out one of Tony's satellites and the Dirge. From Dark Horse, we have Survival Street. That's the Sesame Street violent knockoff. Sesame Street characters deal with racism and a gun nut Republican. Exo Man of War number 6. RX saves Geomancer and the being controlled the ship and defeats the Novus Romanus. But still, more needs to be done to defeat the Romans. It's so interesting how this series took the Roman barbarian mythology of Exo and implanted this in a sci-fi adventure where the Romans are in space. I have to hit pause and I'll plug in because my wife is calling me. My wife drove up and I had to load some stuff into the car, so that's where I was. So a Marvel comic is a 4 out of 5 Avengers time slide. It makes sense. This was the long event that made Tony Stark young. I barely touched on Iron Man when he was young at this time. I wasn't getting Avengers. I wasn't getting Iron Man or War Machine. I have since bought a lot of the Avengers. I still need to get some of those 90s War Machine and Iron Man. Still interested in buying them. If I could find them in a dollar bin at Baltimore, I would definitely snag them for sure. Final Fight. This is based on a video game. This is Udon 2. So the people that do Street Fighter, this one I liked a lot more. The art was great. The story was very interesting. A mayor has two fighters join him against a criminal organization that took his daughter. I remember this video game too. Like, I remember Street Fighter, but never really playing them. Well aware of them, but the only fighter game I ever remember playing a lot, putting in quarters, was Virtual Fighter, and then I bought a Sega Genesis. I think that was the first one. Maybe it was Saturn that had Virtual Fighter in it, and I think it was Saturn because I was a video gamer when Sega was around. Genesis, I loved once they became Sega Saturn, I loved it, and then the Dreamcast, I absolutely adored. So those, I think once they went away, I sort of lost interest in video gaming, even though I have a first generation Xbox. So Final Fight was pretty good. Ain't No Grave was the Western I was talking to you about, the supernatural Western. A mother has to leave her family when she finds out she's dying, a supernatural Western. Witchblade number one, a retelling of how Sarah got the Witchblade. That was the new Witchblade that's currently being published. And I didn't know it was going to be a retelling. It was very interesting. Biker Mice from Mars number one. Surprised I like this one. Not knowing the property, I wasn't sure. But three mice, this is from Oni, that fight off an alien horde on Mars have to decide if they're going to join the war effort or stay on the planet and fight just individually, fight little crimes. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles number one. Raphael is undercover in a prison working for the warden, tries to find corruption when the warden is murdered, and Raphael is wanted for the warden's murder. Double Impact. This is a Kickstarter, so it's high impact comics. China and Jazz interview another person, Midnight, but all she wants is revenge. All she wants is another baby. Oh, that song came into my head. They try to kill her, but she is injected with the same drug that made China and Jazz immortal. Phoenix number one. I like this one. So I am so abnormal with what I'm liking with the new X-Men relaunch. I just poking around the interwebs and seeing what people like and what I'm liking. I am a little bit on the other side of things. But again, I'm not the biggest X-Men draw, you know. I mean, I almost have a full run of X-Men and Uncanny X-Men, but like I said, my brother collected X-Men. I was Defenders and Avengers, and I just stayed away from X-Men. And I started getting X-Men regularly around Second Coming, with the story of Hope and the Colt Cable daughter thing and Bishop chasing him down. And yeah, so it's weird. I've always dipped my toe in X-Men like Transformers and just never latched on, and now I'm starting to. But Phoenix number one was really good. Jean goes into space to save a world from an exploding sun, and now with Nova, must save another station from being consumed by a black hole. She is like godlike in this book, and it's kind of fascinating. Like, you can read good godlike beings like Captain Atom and Dr. Manhattan, and trying to think of some other ones. It's not registering. Of course, it's DC that always comes to mind. But it is really well written. Like, I didn't expect to like this one. I thought it would be on the bottom of the pile for me, but it was on towards the top. Leatherface 2 through 4, this was North Star. It's a retelling of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3. Wonderfully done. Armorclads number four. This is Valiant. Finally getting around to reading this series again. Armorcladders attack Governor Doman with the help of the Legionnaires to try to rescue Paris, their co-worker who may have information to activate the God Armor. Superman number 15. Superman and family, along with Lobo, defeat Brainiac, and the family did something. Brainiac and family, but did something happen to Lex Luthor? question mark. That was the end of the Brainiac story that was going on in Superman and several Action Comics and other series. 5 out of 5s were NYX. Make sure I'm still recording because I'm scared now. NYX number 1, Miss Marvel, Sophie Cuckoo, Prodigy, Wolverine. That's Laurie, the Wolverine that has the claws on her feet too. What is her name? X-23. Anna Noli try to find lives in New York after the Krakoa Age. This was super good, and that's the reason I rated it a 5 out of 5, because I really got into this story. Don't really care about any of the characters except for Wolverine, Miss Marvel, and Sophie Cuckoo, but I found this book just such a natural flow out of the Krakoan age, and like just these teenagers that are trying to live in New York and the ramifications of everything that happened after it. 5 out of 5, Ninjak and Raku have to team up to save a girl who can talk to any technology, who is captured by Jonin and Ninja Eye and Ninja J. Raku may have left Ninjak for dead. A Valentine's Day special. It's a Valiant book. Archer breaks up with Faith. Ninjak is attacked by Ninja Eye and Ninja J, and they are manipulating his mind to remember past lovers. Bloodshot, Magic, and their daughter deal with the agents trying to kill them. What I liked is these three stories were fucking solid, and they all tie into the Valiant ongoing. Like Ninja Raku, the story falls right with the Ninjak and Raku story, and the Bloodshot, Magic, and the daughter goes to the new Bunch Bloodshot Unlimited Reloaded series. So, like, man, these are just top notch. And then Archer and Armstrong Forever, number 2, Armstrong no longer immortal, and Archer is going through many sect items that may gain his immortality, or get his immortality back. Leads them to the Golden Apple, which may be linked to the Boon. We have the top book of the week was Grendel, A Devil's Crucible Defiance. I haven't read a lot of Grendel, but the Grendel I have read later books, I've enjoyed. I tried to start from the beginning and got very disinterested. But this later stuff is really up my alley. Grendel comes from space and is looking for supplies on Earth and the market, where he meets 2 more Grendels, and all of them are wanted by the Necrolords. It is just a fascinating story. So again, the 5 out of 5s were NYX number 1 from Marvel Comics, from Valiant Comics, Ninjak and Raku number 1 and 2, A Valentine Special number 1 from Valiant Comics, Archer and Armstrong Forever number 2 from Valiant Comics, and Dark Horse's Grendel, Devil's Crucible Defiance number 1. All right, you can reach me at Mike Myers Brunch at Twitter and Blue Sky, and also at Facebook at DC Noise Podcast or Geek Brunch Podcast. You can find this at the website at DCNoisePodcast.com, where you'll find all the Geek Brunch and DC podcasts that I do. Basically, every podcast is being consolidated under DC Noise now. So I want to thank you for listening. You can send me email at MikeMyersBrunch@gmail.com. And thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon.